I was wondering, the song Grace, is there any chance, Lewis, I could have just a little percentage of the song dedicated to me?
I thought you were about to ask for money there, but you can.
I would also accept money. I accept check.
I thought you were going to say, give me a cut of the royalties. But absolutely, that's for, it was for you, Grace.
I was in London with my boyfriend. I had a very important meeting. And I said to him, David, make yourself busy, go do something. So I'm an hour or two into this meeting. He's away, you know, just keeping himself occupied. And there's a TV on in the reception where I was having the meeting. And there he was, clear as day, sitting in centre court, my boyfriend. And like I said, keep yourself busy, don't go to Wimbledon. So this is quite interesting to know. You may want to do this. Since 1954, spectators have been asked to return their tickets when they leave the grounds, assuming that they're not going to go back the same day. So when you leave Wimbledon, you have to hand your ticket back, and then it's available for resale for anybody at the kiosk.
This is Heart from Global.
Hello, how you doing? It is Grace Nicol here on Heart until 4 o'clock, keeping the good vibes coming in the Scottish summer sun, a sentence I never thought I'd say so soon. We're chatting Love Island a bit, and Kevin Bridges' brand new book after Katy Perry and Swedish House Mafia next on Heart. Scotland's
Heart. Should be able to cross over live to transmit right now to Heart's very own David Farrell. How are things looking, pal?
Hi, Grace. Well, do you know what? It's actually really warm down here at Glasgow Green.
Now, there's this big rumour going round that it might be thunderstorms and rain, and how is everybody feeling about that?
Well, what we're trying to do, Grace, is not talk about it. So...
Who do you think the three secret Scottish celebrities are?
I think they are Ian Stirling, Brian Cox and Jane McCarry.
Isa from Still Game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here. I love her. Do you want to lock them in, Veronica?
Yes, please, Grace.
All right, here we go. Ooh, feeling nervous for you. There's no turning back now. Okay. Are those the three secret Scottish celebrities that we're looking for?
Do you guys think you could look after this virtual egg until tomorrow morning?
Yeah.
Great. Thank you so much for looking after the egg. Hopefully it'll behave for you for the rest of today.
Well, I don't see it.
That's a bald egg. It's just pretend you've got it, okay?
You didn't say, how are we?
So we're actually in the factory with Paddy. Paddy, tell me all about what goes on in here.
Bakery production area. This is where we make all our stuff for our wholesale customers and our retail operation. So it's almost a 24-hour operation now.
With all these different things going on, I'm sure loads of people are listening thinking, well, I could be doing this myself, a wee morning roller's gone. So just for anyone that doesn't know, where are you based and what are your opening times?
We're based in Harbour Road. We also have a shop in Cradle Hall where it all started.
It is a huge club classic, MC Star and The Real McCoy, Another Night on Heart. It is Grace Nicol here and Toby is live at the club classics from Cafe Mambo tonight from 7. But before all that, let's get ready to give out £5,000. Ainsley McKellar from East Calder, she's 21 today. So our friends have texted in and she says, Ainsley's not even having anything for her birthday. That is Zara and Ellie. Hashtag rubbish friend. Oh, come on, Ainsley, give the girls a bowling club party. It's not all about you. And happy birthday at the same time. It's all downhill after 21. And a shout out to Graham Menzies, who turned 67 last month. Kevin's been in touch to say, I know it was his birthday a while ago, but I'm wanting to clock off at 1:30, and that might convince them.
So you're on the play, What's Your Mum's Name? We're going to ask you some cryptic questions about your mum and just answer them in the best way possible. Then we'll have 30 seconds to guess her name. So my first question is, what does your mum do for a living?
She's retired, but she did work in a bank.
Oh, in a bank. Good numbers, Dan.
So now you're the big 1-0. Do you have, like, any words of wisdom? Because when you get older, you get wiser.
Yeah, always try to finish your pudding.
yes.
And always have fun.
What's fun for you?
Sports.
No, that's not fun for me. What about cocktails?
Yeah, cocktails.
Right. You got it. So your birthday was yesterday, the same day as Prince George, wasn't it?
But the only thing is that he was born somewhere posh and I was just born in Paisley.
You remember? Have you not been to the posh part of Paisley, Mia, no?
No.
Oh, gosh. What did you get for your birthday?
The 150th anniversary Scotland Hop with John McGinn on it.
Now, you're a big fan of John McGinn, aren't you?
A really big fan, because when I was at Cyprus game at Hampden in March, McGinn scored and I was right behind that goal. That was the best moment of my life so far, Jace.